Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So I just got off the phone with my man-child. I'll try not to cry, but no guarantees. I feel so bad for him. The blazer broke down. We think the alternator is going out on it. I love my man-child. He's my child. But he's always been so rough on all his things, and this vehicle didn't give me a lot of trouble when I had it, but now that he's got it, everything's falling apart on it. He's going through that he doesn't think it's worth it to be in school. He's emotionally and mentally, physically drained, and I think everybody knows that when you get that way, your immune system gets weakened. He's sick. He's got some sinus things going on. He's got a cold. He's been late for work, and he says you get like, I guess, 10 chances or something. So he's on his 9th one. One more time he's late, and he gets fired. Granted, it's only at Menards, but it is his income to pay his rent, which is $450, and that's everything included. So he needs, let's say, an alternator and some other, a battery. Plus, he only has half of the month's rent. He doesn't have any money for food. He keeps getting the late payments for school, and I let my son do this on his own. He filled out the FAFSA. I guess the FAFSA, which is the government aid program for school, I thought that they would send monthly checks, but they don't. He doesn't seem to have any clue on what's going on. He filled out the FAFSA for next year. Still waiting on that. He kind of wants to just throw in the towel at this point and come home. He said it's just so stressful, and I just told him I want him to be happy. Whatever he does, I just don't want him to be stuck in a job that he hates. And he said, well, he'll come home and go from doing the mechanics to go into the law enforcement, which is where he originally wanted to go. And why he signed up for this, I don't know. I am trying to let my child make his own decisions. And I stood back and I let him make these decisions. But I told him when he was a senior in high school, you need to go to the university and study theology and philosophy, because he's a very, very deep thinker. Anybody who's listened to some of the audio boos that he's done that aren't as silly and, you know, full of jokes, he thinks some really deep thoughts. He's not one to work with his hands. He breaks things. He's big, and he trips over his own feet, literally, because they are like skis. They are size 14. He's 6'2", and he has to, you know, constantly watch where he doesn't bump his head into the door frame. I don't know what to tell him. And I don't want him to give up. You know, my other two, my oldest, he never asked about moving to New York or moving to these different cities, you know, state line. He just did it. No questions. No fear of failing or being homeless, which he has been in the past. And my middle child, my daughter, she doesn't even say she's getting married. She just does it and lets me know 2 weeks ahead of time and finds her own place, and she's, you know, doing her own thing. But my youngest one, I think I babied him too much. So that's where I'm at, and it's Friday.